You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Greetings and hello from San Francisco Airport. So, most interesting thing in tech is an op-ed by Chris Hughes, arguing that Facebook should be broken up. Companies become too powerful. Mark Zuckerberg has too much sway over the American economy, American public conversations. The acquisitions of WhatsApp and Instagram should be unwound. Now, Hughes is not a big player right now in Silicon Valley, but he was one of the founders of Facebook. And so because of that, this op-ed is starting a lot of conversation. And a few things I'll say about it. First of all, it is genuinely the thing that Facebook should worry about the most. Facebook getting broken up or Facebook coming under severe antitrust scrutiny is the one thing that would be a huge problem for the company. They can face a $3 billion fine, a $5 billion fine, a $20 billion fine, and be okay. They can have all kinds of regulations about privacy, and it will probably just lock in their dominant market position. But antitrust regulation, that could set them in the same trap that Microsoft was in for a decade. And in fact, it may be because Microsoft was in that trap and unable to crush competitors or innovate that Facebook and Google were able to rise up. Okay, so what do I actually think about this proposal? I think it's one of the hardest things out there. Do I think that Facebook is probably too big for its own good? Yes. Do I wish there was more competition in the American economy? Yes. Do I think that Facebook, in a way, has a monopoly on social media? More or less. But in order to believe that breaking up Facebook is the right solution, you have to believe that the U.S. government and United States Department of Justice can figure out a way to break up Facebook that actually leads to more innovation, that can actually figure out a way to split apart what is now a very integrated company in ways that are good economically, that makes sense, and that don't undermine the actual progress that Facebook has made. You have to have a lot of faith in government regulators. The easy position to take would be, I wish that they hadn't allowed the acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp in the beginning, which was an argument I think I remember making at that time. I certainly remember feeling, but that's not a position we can take right now. So here we are. I'm stuck in the middle. I'm not sure exactly what I think on antitrust. I can argue it fairly persuasively, I think, on both sides. But you got to give credit for Chris Hughes to starting the debate. All right, I'll see you tomorrow back in New York.